You know, it can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. Invisible struggles like stress and burnout, caregiving for a loved one, or being misunderstood. But insight, awareness, and empathy will help us better see the issues they're dealing with. And that can make us and our companies healthier too. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
This is Bloomberg Business of Sports.
Everybody is into soccer, so it's not a case of, like, building the game in 94.
To me, the Mets have one of the most aggressive owners in all of pro sports.
Women's sports has become much more high profile. There's been a lot of focus on it.
TV networks have made a killing off college football, and they will continue to do that.
You have a very motivated owner, which the Padres do, which the Phillies do, which the Yankees do. You spend.
I think sports may be driving some of these streaming services as they go forward.
There's a shelf life to being an athlete. You have to figure out what the pivot's going to be.
Bloomberg Business of Sports
from Bloomberg Radio.
This is the Bloomberg Business of Sports show, where we explore the big money issues in the world of sports. I'm Michael Barr.
I'm Scarlett Fu.
And I'm Damian Sassauer.
Today, we speak with David Levy, co-CEO and founder of Horizon Sports and Experiences and former president of Turner. Horizon is a multi-arm consulting and marketing firm that was just launched in November. One of its first big events will be the inaugural Pickleball Slam this coming weekend, in which tennis legends, listen to these names, Andre Agassi, Michael Chang, John McEnroe, and Andy Roddick will compete for a $1 million prize purse. And I guess it's time for me now for $1 million. I better learn pickleball and realize that a pickle isn't involved. David Levy, welcome to the Bloomberg Business of Sports.
Thanks, Michael and Damian Scar. Thanks for having me. Yes, it's T-minus 6 or 7 days here to the Pickleball Slam.
Man, this thing is, pickleball is taking off. I mean, it's just like, hello, I'm in your face, pickleball.
It is the fastest growing sport in America right now, and I don't see it stopping right now. It seems like every single person I talk to, including my own family, is starting to pick up a racket and a ball, or excuse me, a paddle and a ball.
Tell us a little bit, David, how this competition with the likes of Andre Agassi, Michael Chang, John McEnroe, and Andy Roddick came together. Who did you call first? Who was the first one to say yes, and that enabled everyone else to say, yeah, sign me up?
It's a great, great question. So this, as you guys announced early in the introduction there, we're a very, very new company called HS&E. My partner and co-CEO, Chris Weil, and I started this in November of last year. So very, very new. Our third partner is a gentleman named Bill Konigsberg. And Chris and I were out thinking about what we wanted to do with this new sports marketing company, how we wanted to develop, and where do we want to go with it. And there were four key areas that we thought we'd want to focus on, at least for the first year, and that was Formula One, the growth of Formula One here in the United States, and what's happening in Miami and Las Vegas and things of that nature, and the growth in that sport. We wanted to make sure that we focus a little on that. We wanted to pay attention to soccer and where World Cup is coming here in 2026. So how we get involved in that area. We thought about golf. And then my partner and I thought, you know, the other thing we should really think through is pickleball. And the next thing we did was, oh my God, let's see if we can get the best racket names in sports. McEnroe, Agassi, Roddick, and Chang, put them in the pickleball situation because nobody's ever done that, and put a $1 million purse, the largest purse ever for a pickleball, and put them in a stadium that seats 4,000 people at the Hard Rock Casino in Hollywood, Florida.
Now, David, hold on. I just have to cut you off here. I saw John McEnroe calling out Andre Agassi over the weekend. I saw him on social. I think it's McEnroe and Chang, if I'm not mistaken, against Roddick and Agassi. Is that right?
That's correct. That is correct.
So who's going to be the line judge there? Who wants to argue with John McEnroe when pickleballs are kind of on the border?
You cannot be serious.
It is going to be insane. I hope he does get that way. You know, I mean, you know, that's what Johnny does well. You know, and I think that's going to be helping the whole sport. I mean, I think this event, you know, I've spoken with some of the other professional pickleball leagues. I think, you know, if you guys know them, the PPA, Major League Pickleball, MLP, and they all believe that this rising tide will lift all ships, meaning, you know, right now pickleball hasn't, quote-unquote, been as successful as everybody would have hoped on a TV perspective. But I think it has a lot to do with the names and the brand of the names and where it's airing. This is airing on ESPN, and these are the best brand names in racket sports. So
I have to say it makes so much sense, David, to get these four guys together. I'm surprised it took this long for someone to do it.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that nobody did before me.
Well,
or before Hayes and E. You know, this came from an idea that I had. Listen, my background is from Turner Broadcasting.
Yeah.
We did this thing called The Match back in 2018, which was Tiger Woods versus Phil Mickelson, $9 million, winner-take-all pay-per-view event. And it was that kind of concept that I figured could actually work in other sports. And that's basically what the Pickleball Slam is taking the best of the best. We hope this is a 5-event deal with a Hard Rock. So I could see ourselves, and hopefully, and again, nothing's signed and I don't have any deals structure yet, but, you know, maybe the Williams sisters play next. You know,
oh my God,
maybe Federer and Nadal play. You know, let's get the best of the best. You know that the best, highest ranked pickleball players in the world are all ex tennis players.
Of course. David, I mean, look, we have to go back to where you began your career for 20 years at Turner Sports. I mean, you were the chap who developed the ride-sharing scheme where CBS and Turner had to split the NCAA finals, right? And so here we are, you know, next week is finals weekend, right? We got the Miami Hurricanes, we got the Aztecs, the Owls, we got them all there. We got the Huskies, you know. Talk to us a little bit about your expectations, because it's such a flat field, right? There's no NC, there's no Duke, you know? Like, what are your thoughts heading into next weekend? I mean, obviously, 18.1 million viewers last year. Can we expect more or less? What do you think coming out of COVID? What's going on there?
You know, that's a great question. You know, when Sean McManus at CBS and myself created this incredible Picasso of what everybody's watching these days, which is four events happening all at the same time, you know, the interaction of what March Madness is, you know, we always thought it would be, you know, it's great that Cinderella teams kind of sneak in the first early rounds. But, you know, you always hoped back then that, you know, it would be the big brand names, you know, the Dukes, the Kentuckys, the North Carolinas, the Ohio State, the Michigan, the Syracuses and things of that nature. Because, you know, big brand names always help big ratings.
Sure.
But, you know, what's different from when we did that event back in 2011 to where we are today is sports betting. And, you know, if you bet on a sporting event, you're 98% more likely to watch. And I think that the way sports betting has grown here in the U.S., these Cinderella teams, which probably would have affected ratings more in those later rounds, aren't. And it's because, you know, people are betting on these, you know.
Join us in Chicago or virtually on May 2nd for Bloomberg's Business Value of AI event and networking reception. This event will gather business and technology executives to share their experiences and provide insights into their strategies for deploying AI that achieves a desirable ROI. You'll also learn how companies have successfully implemented AI solutions that have improved productivity and profitability. This program is proudly sponsored by IBM. Register at BloombergLive.com/AI/radio.
The Floridas and the Miamis, you know, and the Connecticut, which are, you know, relatively small, you know, alumni. I think what's happening is I think you're still going to see these ratings, and I think it's because of the sports betting. And they still have, you know, I mean, you know, there are San Diego is a nice story. Connecticut has always had a good brand for basketball. Miami, you know, is unique and different. So, you know, it's a special Final Four, and we're going to see how well it can perform. But I think sports bet is going to play a role in it. I think it's going to do fine.
My wife had asked about how did the bookies do with this NCAA tournament, and I'm saying they're laughing their heinies off because so many teams, there's no number one team that is in the Final Four, and it hasn't happened in years. And if teams got upset, and unless you were betting on the, hey, I like the uniforms, the bookies had to make out.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny. You know, the bookies, obviously, they all want to make money, obviously. But at the end of the day, they don't mind when people win also because it gets them to come back. So there's a lot of in-game betting going on as well that, you know, when you can bet while the game is going on. And so odds change over and over. But I think what you're seeing here is the start of what possibly NIL, the new NIL era, will mean. You know, it used to be that these big brand teams were the only teams that could recruit and hold on to, you know, incredible athletes and star athletes. But now, you know, you know, obviously with the transfer portal, which now you can transfer, you know, the year of and not have to sit out, which I think is crazy. I would like to actually see that they had to sit out. I'm not a big fan of this transfer portal as some other people are. But the NIL, you know, where you can, you know, pay a player in a sense, not directly, but through services of whether it's community service or whether it's a commercial or things of that nature. But there are ways to have athletes now come to your school. So I think it'll shake up March Madness for a long time, and you're going to see different teams make it to the finals, and not all number one seeds will be there. So I think we're starting to see cracks in what's going to be changed. And I, you know, change is good. I'm not scared of change. You just have to adapt.
I like the way that you put that, how NIL changes the landscape here. I can't remember the last time, and I'm not a March Madness person, but when was the last time we had four teams that did not, that only came from the coasts, right? You're talking about Florida, you're talking about the West Coast with San Diego and UConn over on the East Coast, where you didn't have the rest of the country involved. Because you talked about how these schools don't have as big fan bases as perhaps Kansas or Indiana would. Right? That makes a difference in terms of just people who are naturally attracted to wanting to turn on the game.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, you know that's why sports is the ultimate drama in television, right? You just don't know. You don't know the outcome. You can't predict it. I'm sure there'll be some articles if these ratings are down, saying that, you know, that these teams don't have the big brand names and so forth and so on. And if ratings are up, there'll be a story about sports betting and how betting helped drive viewership because there's engagement involved. We don't know yet. But, you know, typically, and I would go back to 2011, when Sean and I created this March Madness, you know, three-week extravaganza, was we always wanted, we didn't mind those early, you know, first round, second round games, having some upsets because, you know, breaking the brackets. But, you know, as you all heard, there wasn't a single bracket on ESPN's, you know, bracket that was still alive.
Right.
You know, nobody was able, you know, so, you know, there was a lot of bracket busters this year and to be determined on ratings. But I still think the excitement was there. Everybody's still talking about March Madness. And then I want to go back just 1 second. The reason why the Pickleball Slam and why we chose April 2nd was because the semifinals of the men's tournament is on Saturday. The finals is on Monday. Sunday has always been sort of a what do we do kind of day.
Okay.
Why not put the Pickleball Slam smack in the middle of it?
Nice.
And now this year, for the first time, which rightfully so, the women's tournament is on Sunday night. So we're actually a lead-in to the women's finals in the March Madness tournament. So it is a fully packed, what I would say, sports viewership weekend.
Very strategic.
And hopefully we'll be smack in the middle of that mix, you know, drawing those audiences.
So, you know, I mean, it's a very interesting year, right? I mean, the economy's coming off a little bit, you know, and I have to draw on your, you know, your background in ad sales. I mean, last year, if I'm not mistaken, the finals did, you know, $1 billion in overall ad revenue, but it was $2 million for a 30-second commercial during the championship game. Is that what they're asking now? Do you have any insight? Is it somewhere in that ballpark, or well, are economic conditions beginning to weigh heavily on people who want to take out spots?
Yeah. So the way the marketplace works for March Madness is majority, probably 80% of that inventory was sold, you know, 3 months ago, 4 months ago, or even, you know, three-year deals
were part of a
multi-year deal. So, you know, the number you're seeing is probably going to be very close to that $1 billion and more, just because, you know, a lot of that inventory is based before the teams are chosen, right? It's you know, it's just you're buying into the tournament, and I love this concept where, you know, the Capital Ones, the Coca-Colas, the AT&Ts that produce commercials for these three weeks, right? I mean, I think that's terrific when you can have that contextual commercial versus the content itself, and they're intertwined, where Barkley is in all the Capital One commercials, you know, and you see Reggie Miller in Wendy's commercials and things of that nature. So they're already preparing for this, you know, 6-7 months ahead of schedule of this event. So what you're really talking about is the last minute, you're filling up the last 10%, and I still think they're selling the same rating as if this was going to be Michigan versus Kentucky. You know what I mean? I don't think they're thinking San Diego State and Connecticut, which, you know, obviously doesn't have the brand power. But I do believe it's still going to be a great rating. People still love this event. And it just the fields are going to be different. The brand names are going to be different from here on forward because of NIL and transfer portals. And that's changing things.
I know we're running out of time, but I want to bring this up about the pickleball tournament. I know the big names are headlining this with Roddick, McEnroe, Agassi, and Chang, but hey, there's the Amateur Pickleball Slam Tournament. That's where people like Damian and Scarlett have a chance to get in this thing. They're going to compete for $10,000, and if I'm reading this right, the winner will compete against the tennis legends?
Yeah, how cool is that? I mean,
so cool.
That I think is actually, thanks for bringing that up. That's actually a real special part of this whole weekend. That is 100% correct. The amateur event is Friday and Saturday at a local park about 20 minutes outside of the Hard Rock. The semifinals and finals are on Saturday. And once there's two divisions, so each division will get to get the $10,000 if they win the division. And then Roddick, Chang, Agassi, and McEnroe are coming to the park. We're a public park. And they're going to play in a pickleball match against the winners.
This is amazing.
And hopefully that blows up on social. We have a couple of local radio stations that are going to come in and kind of broadcast that event, which is going to be fun. We've got a great partners in this inaugural pickleball event. We got Subway and Franklin and Hard Rock all sponsoring. K-Swiss are all involved in the pickleball. Sam Franklin, which is the ball that's going to be played with. So great sponsors, great weekend. March Madness. I'm just going, as a sports fan, I'm just smiling talking to you three. It's really fun.
Well, thanks for making my sports weekend busy, busy, busy. David Levy, co-CEO and founder of Horizon Sports and Experiences and former president of Turner. Thank you so much, sir, for joining us on the Bloomberg Business of Sports.
Michael, thank you. Damian and Scarlett, thanks. And I hope you'll be watching this Sunday.
Darn too. This is the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast. I'm Michael Barr, along with Scarlett Fu and Damian Sassauer. Catch us here each and every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday exploring the world of money and sports. And catch me on Twitter at Big Barr Sports.
I'm on Twitter at Scarlett Fu.
And I'm on Twitter at D Sassauer.
You are listening to Bloomberg Business of Sports on Bloomberg Radio around the world.
The countdown has begun. From May 14th to 16th, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections, gain unique insights, and uncover valuable opportunities in one of the world's most rapidly rising regions. Request your invite for this exclusive event at QatarEconomicForum.com.